You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, guys. Happy New Year. Such a good time to share some things with you guys. I've missed you all. Been off the air for a little while. Giving you a little bit of a break. But guess what? I'm back. And I'm back with some great, new, exciting stories. Today, guys, we're going to talk about a gentleman who was a former USA boxer in the state of Philadelphia. And mysteriously, this young man was murdered, or maybe he committed suicide. The cards are still thrown up in the air. The detectives still don't have an answer for the parent as to what happened to her son, if he was murdered, if someone tried to rob him. But we have some shocking revelations to talk about. And a lot of those revelations are true facts and things that some people probably don't want spoken about. But we're going to speak about them. And we're going to start off with sharing his name. His name is Elon. He is actually from, I believe, Syria, Liberia, somewhere in the terms of Africa. So he's actually an African male. And this gentleman was actually in the military. He had started his own business. And it's a real sad situation because he suffered from PTSD as a military veteran. Two tours in Iraq. There's some strange things that surround this case. Like, for one, you know, his mom mysteriously didn't have a relationship with him to some extent in his life, due to whatever her circumstances were. He had a stepfather that abused him as a young child. And, you know, these things could have taken a turn to make his life a little bit more crazier than it should have been. You know, it's a lot when a kid has to be beaten on, tormented. There's even been some talk of Elon being molested by a family member, which was brought to my attention. And don't know if it's true or false. We don't have the answers to that. Obviously, when the autopsy comes back, there'll be a thorough investigation of his body to see what really happened to him. They're claiming that he took his own life. That's what the Philadelphia police are saying. They're saying on November 30th, 2023, he suffered from severe PTSD and he decided to pull the trigger. Well, there are some things that are a little twisted in this whole story because there's people that have a different story to tell. There is friends. There are military personnel. They have a different story to tell. You know, they're under the impression that he didn't commit suicide. You know, these are just the friends and the family members talking. No, he didn't commit suicide. He was, you know, a good kind of guy who would never do such a thing. He never had interest in guns. And, you know, that was his thing back when he was in the military. But his military friends and family members, because they became family to him, they have a different story to tell. And a part of their story is he was beaten. He was thrown in the streets as a kid with nowhere to live. Like, his military friends are saying this is what his mother did to him. And they're saying that his mother allowed him to be abused by her husband. To the extent that he was in therapy. And, you know, he spoke words to his military family about, you know, my mother is actually dead. So this young man is found with a bullet wound up under his neck. Okay. In a house that is transient type of living. So the mother says. But the military family has another story to tell. They're saying that there was a woman that actually raised Elon from a young boy and took him under her wing and said, listen, I'll be your mother. You don't have a mother. I'll be your mother. And this is what they're saying. When Elon died, this woman who took care of him, nurtured him, raised him into the fine young man that he is today, was today, tried to give him a proper burial. As we all know, if you're in the military will pay for your funeral services. And he left the military with honors. So let's keep that in mind. Now, this young lady who raised him, she basically wanted to give him a proper burial. So she wanted to get custody of the body. She was under the impression that the mother was deceased. She reached out to the military family. And she says, listen, I need to get his body because he has no one. And we don't want him just sitting in the morgue. We need to do something. So the military family, they all get together. They all start a chat. And they basically try to claim his body as being the family members. Which the mother, by the way, was trying to say that they were trying to impersonate her and say that they were her. So she could not be a part of anything that had to do with his life going forward. But the dynamics kind of change in this story a little bit because the military family, they were very angry when the mother showed up, the biological mother, showed up and says, I'm here to claim my son's body. One of the military personnel and military family members, they were so disgusted, they all joined into a chat together. Because they were very upset to know that this woman who had taken him through all these transitions in life actually wanted to participate in his funeral. One of the military family members put this out there, and they put it out on Facebook. She would not give us permission to give him a proper funeral service. And she brought the uncle that raped him to the funeral director, which obviously was very messed up. And then the military family member says she began to start asking about his military benefits. Not, is there any benefits to bury my son? But when is the next check coming in? This is what the military family member says. And, you know, when you have to go through the desperate measures of pretending to be the only family member this young man has and want to take control of the body is because the military family knew exactly what Elon had endured being in the hands of his own mother. To the point where they didn't want the mother to have anything to do now that she appeared. Anything to do with the funeral services for Elon. There was some talks around about that Elon had possibly been robbed and it was a robbery that went bad. But we can't really put our finger on it until we get that autopsy to say, and Philadelphia is not the most reliable in the world, as you all know. But it has to say murder or suicide. Now, if it says murder, there's another circumstance around this case. Who could have murdered him? Strangely to say, the police have this location he was murdered in as a transient location, you know, somewhat like where homeless people might hang out because they have nowhere to go. But that wasn't the case either. The truth of the matter is the woman that took him in and raised him and showed him a different life and showed him he was worth something. She also had a son. And mysteriously, her son was living in the same house as Elon was. And there's some conversations, you know, Elon had about $30,000 on him. He had just did a big job in Florida. He came back to the so-called transient living location. And he had an altercation with this woman's son. And he confronted him about his money that was missing. And when he confronted him, that was the last time anybody ever saw or heard from Elon again. For some strange reason, this so-called mother figure, and guys, listen, this happens all the time. This should not surprise you. But there's also talks from a very close friend of Elon's that actually went to school with him. And her thought process was she didn't believe this lady was a mother to him. She believed more like this lady was sleeping with him. You know, like they had an intimate relationship going on. So it wasn't like that's her biological kid and she's, you know, dipping a hand in the cookie jar. This kid is a total stranger to her at the end of the day. So who knows, with all the turmoil, all the abuse that Elon took, who's to say that this woman who wanted to play mommy dearest wasn't also being an abuser to him? It was very strange. Their relationship was very strange in the eyes of others, because a lot of people said they had a very weird relationship. Like, she would text him if she didn't hear from him. She would blow his phone up. She would call girls that were on his phone directory. She would call them and say, well, who are you? And you know, what's going on with you and Elon? Or she would call and try to pretend to be someone else. Just a little weird situation going on between the two of them that seemed a little weird just to the naked eye. This is a kid, well, grown man, who never got past his trauma. And then you meet this woman that says, you know, I'm here for you. You know, there's been some posts from Elon that he put on Facebook. And one caught my eye. It said, I almost mistaked my mother for someone else. And he's talking about his biological mother. And I almost called her number to wish her a happy Mother's Day. This was 2022, guys. And he goes on to say in several posts, if you only knew what I've been through, you would not believe I've survived it all. According to his military family, he's been suffering with PTSD and trauma and sexual abuse as a kid his whole life. And he's been fighting those demons. But we won't know, guys, what really happened to him until that autopsy is returned. There was a message from this so-called mother figure that, you know, actually a friend of a friend of a friend contacted someone and said, hey, listen, we know who actually is pretending to be you and trying to bury your son. You know, it's a little strange conversation, but it makes you kind of wonder, you know, what were the dynamics of their friendship, relationship, and what was the dynamics or the dysfunction of his family life with his own mother? You know, it's just kind of strange for a mother to not be in contact with their kid. Usually when there's problems going on, you kind of disconnect from your kid, but you always know, like, where you living. Unless there's some dysfunction in that situation. And his military family also brought to my attention that when he got old enough to stand up for himself and fight back, he received a phone call from his mother, biological mother. And she says, listen, this guy who beat you up and abused you as a kid, he's doing the same thing to me now, and I need you to come home because I need your help. And his response was, when I needed you the most, you turned your back on me and you let him abuse me. The military family seems to know a lot about what happened and transpired in his life. And I'm grateful that they shared this with me because, you know, we talk about things that are confirmed in facts. This mother, so-called mother relationship, you know. You know what, guys? I got something better for you. I want you to hear something for yourself. It's out of the horse's mouth. I didn't say it.
How? He shot himself. You know where? In the face, thorax, something like that, I believe.
No, what location? What city? Where?
So where's... He had provisions. This was planned. He had provisions. I was under the impression. I know that his father recently passed. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. I was under the impression that you passed as well. And that I was his mother. Because he, again, is under me as my godson. And he fought.
Okay.
He wants to be, he wants to have a janazah.
What's that?
A janazah is an Islamic prayer. You say you wash the body, you wrap them in white straw, and you pray. You also, once it happens, it's killed before you move. He also insect to go inside one of the priests at a temple in Florida. Did you know that?
No.
Okay. So he was a priestess, and he was in Florida, and a ceremony in Peru where they use a hallucinogen called ayahuasca.
Okay.
And people have spiritual connections, I guess. I don't know. I've never experienced it. So he sent provisions to first be honored Islamically, and then in the African spiritualism in Ifa. And that is a ceremony that a priest is owed, that is his rights. I am in tears because your son told me you were dead, Julia. Your son left everything for me. He does not want Charles anywhere near him. I do not judge. It's very hard being a parent. There are no rules. I have a 27-year-old daughter. Grandson, and it's not easy. I send you some very, very immense love and light. I'm kind of in shock right now hearing your voice. I've met Dylan before.
Sorry, where are you? Are you in Philadelphia?
Not at the moment.
But where did he die? Did he die in Philadelphia? In Florida. Okay.
And his ceremony is going to be in Florida. I do know that.
Oh, the ceremony has not occurred yet?
No.
Okay.
Legally, he is very... You can do it if you want to force that, but he's very adamant. He does not want his wishes to not be respected. And he was very adamant about
that. Was this written down?
Yes.
Okay. Who has the paper? Who has that information?
Several people have it.
Can we have numbers? We are going to respect his wishes, but we need to. I hope you can understand foreclosure for us. Yeah,
absolutely.
What information? Who can we call? Because we were on our way to Florida this morning to Miami to try to find out what happened, because we've not been able to get any information from anyone. And you are the first person that had.
This is such a painful, tender moment for me. This is the first time I've actually been able to speak.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We are so thankful
to you. Your son has been my heart. My son. I love him as my son. Olive has saved his life plenty of times. And I respectfully am saying this, and I know this may be hard to kind of comprehend, and no offense, please understand me. The same compassion and urgency that you have, which is, you're right, you're supposed to want to find answers and all of these things, and I'm here to assist, but really, it's important to me. My baby, we are all orphans, and you're saying your son Jehovah brought him to my life as an orphan, so I protect him with my life, and he did mine.
Guys, so you got a chance to hear a little bit of this for yourself. Not at one point in time does this mother figure ever say, I have a son? She mentioned her 27-year-old daughter. She mentioned her grandson. I can't see a mother, by the way, the son is 17 years old. I can't see a mother forgetting about, I gave birth to a 17-year-old, but you can remember your grandson. So there's a little bit of shakiness going on. You hear the shakiness in her voice. She sounds like she's, you know, trying to walk you around in a circle. She emphasizes, let's work together on this. You know, in the state of Pennsylvania, it's not illegal for you to have a shotgun in your house. You can go out, buy a shotgun, leave it in your home. It's your Second Amendment right that no one can take away from you. But this is a house that belongs to someone. The shotgun didn't belong to Elin. It belonged to someone. So who would be so careless? And there's a lot of careless people out here. And you mean to tell me that someone gets murdered in a house or commits suicide, let's say, and there's no arrest made for the shotgun being irresponsibly left for transient people, as they call them? There's no one held responsible for his murder or his suicide. Because if you look at it, technically, the person that owned that shotgun should have, one, been arrested by the Philadelphia Police Department. Two, they should have been brought in for questioning. Three, the missing piece to the puzzle, where's the 17-year-old that allegedly stole the money? There's a lot of unanswered questions in this particular case. And then you got the, you know, the godmother, as she calls herself. You got the godmother saying, I loved him like he was my own son. That was my baby. Oh, but he's 35. Technically, he's not a baby. And then she goes on to say, he was my, she met, you know, it sounded like she wanted to say my love, but then she said he was my heart. You know, and I loved him like he was one of my own. It's just that this seems a little sticky and a little fishy. She said that she believed the mother was dead, but she met his brother. So did his brother say, listen, my mom is dead? Like, she's dead to me? Or how do you meet a family member and you don't, you know, my brother has been with you for how many years of you taking care of him and grooming him? Grooming him is a key word. And then there's some other striking details that's a little odd here. Elin had a cell phone, guys. And guess what? The cell phone is still on. Mysteriously, he didn't have it in his possession when his body was recovered. And by the way, it took Philadelphia police an hour and some change to get there after this alleged suicide happened, or was it murder? So that crime scene was already tainted by someone. Someone was there and took the very important details away. See, and it's one crazy thing about cell phones people don't understand. Data can be retrieved. Text messages, phone calls. It's called pinging off the cell phone tower. It's called, you were in the area when this murder happened. And why are you not saying you were at this property? There's a lot of missing pieces to the puzzle, guys. And the one main piece is, I spoke to the mother. And everything was fine between me and the mother, talking about her son. Except one crazy thing happened. I asked a question about the truth of her son being molested by her brother, which is his uncle. And the dynamics of the conversation changed. All of a sudden, she no longer wants to talk to me. Which I found kind of strange, because if someone asks, you know, did this really happen to your kid? Because his military family is saying he was fighting the demons from being sexually assaulted by his uncle. So there's one out of two things that could have really happened here, guys. Either him being Elon was really psychologically crazy and he made up this whole big story about being sexually assaulted as a kid, looking for sympathy and for someone to take him in, or this could have actually happened to him. The mother wants to make it right. She wanted to make it so right that at one point she wanted to pay for the whole big funeral herself. And then a little birdie says, why would you do that? Someone got in her ear, guys, and said, why would you want to pay for your son's funeral? He didn't even acknowledge you. So you know what happened. Not everybody answered at the same time. She cremated him. Your son that you gave birth to, you brought into this world, you allowed him to get abused. What kind of mother were you? Were you that disgusted with yourself that you got the body cremated? He was a two-tour veteran in Iraq. It's not like his body was blown up and they delivered him in a box. It kind of makes you wonder, what is the thought process of the mother? Like, what was she thinking? She sounded like a smart lady to me, guys. She didn't sound like she was, you know, you have sometimes those parents that are a little here, come and go type of thing, you know, mentally. But there's something bigger that happened here. Did she have a life insurance policy that she collected off of? Something is strange. For you to even be absent and then, you know, don't know anything about your 35-year-old son. And then you have a woman that's pretending to be mommy and godmommy that walks you around in different circles and you can't make it out for sure. And you can't even go to the police and say, hey, listen, officer, Mr. Detective, someone, I need you to look into this. My son was murdered. Get your 5 minutes of fame on the air if you have to. You have all these connections with different people, media personnel, judges, attorneys, friends. And you mean to tell me not one of them can actually get this story out there? It took for little old Tomiko Torres, LA Talk Radio, to put this story out. to shake the table and make somebody wake up and look at this for what it really is. You have a woman that's dancing around the whole topic of my 27-year-old daughter, my grandson, but never mentions her 17-year-old son who was staying in the property at the time. It's a little weird. And then you got the mother, the biological mother, who is well aware of this woman's 17-year-old son, but she lets it just slide through the grass. Like, she's trying to take something from this story and she's trying to burn it along with the body that she cremated. Is it the guilt? It makes you wonder, because people don't perform in this manner when they're a parent. You go to all ends of the earth to find out what really happened to my son. Or she knows more than we think she knows, and she's trying to battle with her own demons of what she allowed to happen to Elon. But his military family, they had a lot to say, and they were beyond pissed at the things that they were witnessing from this mother's behavior. He was in the military and all of his friends are coming forward and saying, hey, you know, hi, it's me. I never met you, but we know about you and we know what you did. So she began to run away from the military family because they started putting out, this is what happened. This is what happened to him. They started spilling the beans. You know, the military family says she didn't care about Elon at all. She hasn't spoken a word to him over a decade. And honestly, Elon even thought she was dead. But legally, she had the legal rights to his body. And this is what made them so furious. They were very upset to know that she wouldn't even give him a proper funeral service. Give him a great homecoming. He did great things despite what she allowed to happen to him. He became a better man than she anticipated. His family from the military says, my mind played that trick on me because I couldn't believe he was gone. He texts me Wednesday night, and I've talked him out of dark places before. And his military brother says, what if I would not have texted? What if I would have just picked up the phone? Just to hear his voice that one last time. The truth of the matter is, we don't know the real truth. You have a tainted murder scene. You have a godmother / play mother who was potentially poisoning his mind with the I love yous and having her, you know, boy toy parties. And another thing, guys, his cell phone was controlled by his alleged godmother. You know, the one who was playing mommy, playing house. She controlled that cell phone. She got that cell phone for him And she even made that cell phone disappear, leaving the cell phone on. How hard would it be to retrieve those messages that this alleged god mommy was sending out, threatening him when she found out, you know, he had other female friends? This is a true fact, guys. When you go through someone's phone, even though the phone was in her name and it belonged to her technically, legally, it's her phone, you don't go to the police and say, maybe this will give you guys some answers. That phone disappeared for a very good reason. Maybe it was because she thought it would incriminate her. Because you're saying I'm god mommy slash house mommy. The phone disappeared for a very good reason. And another thing, guys, what's a little puzzling, and I know your minds are wondering, I'm getting tons and tons of messages. I love you guys. But I tell you what, she said on that recording, she said, he left things for me. Was she maybe talking about the money that was missing? He, you know, had his whole life planned out. He wanted a janazah, you know, he wanted to be buried in a different kind of way. The mother had no idea what the heck she was talking about. Okay, fine. We'll respect his wishes. But show us something. And I doubt if they ever showed the mother anything. You know, when you cremate a body, there's no, well, some people do, like, you know, the awake and you get to see the body. There wasn't even an awake. There was no viewing. There was nothing. It was like, send him to get burned. Get rid of him now. And technically, she got rid of him a long time ago. So this even made it more easier. She can close that chapter in her life. And she can be at somewhat of peace, because the thought of that 35-year-old still running around here telling people what I allowed happened to you. How dare you disgrace me? So the compassion and love that she showed him was, I'm going to cremate you. If that is not the rottenest thing in the world a mother can do to her child, not saying I didn't have the money to bury my son. He was a veteran. The military had money to bury your son. And by the way, guys, under federal law, there is no limit of statutations on child abuse. And I believe what Elon confided in his military personnel and military family members, as well as the church in Florida that he went to, which they had noted as a cult, later to find out, is where military personnel goes for healing when they've been abused and they suffer from PTSD. His mother noted this place as some cult, and they had him in a trance and he was, you know, crazy. They have a different story to tell. They have strong details of child abuse that was allowed and permitted to go on at the hands of the woman that gave birth to him. And if that's not the sickest thing that you could ever hear, or maybe one of the sickest things, of how a mother would allow her own child to be beaten. And basically, she skated on ice, and she also got away with the crime. You're that weak of a woman to stand by and let anyone do something to your kid. You need to be thrown under the jail cell. And I have tons of people who would agree with me on that. And if you knew or didn't know, and your child says, hey, I'm being touched, and you stand by as a parent, well, you call yourself a parent. You stand by and you allow these things to happen to your own child, just not to come forward and say, my brother is a sick freak that sexually assaulted my son and he needs to go to jail. True or false? But other people have a different story to tell. And these are the people that surrounded Elon with happiness and joy, and being in the military showed him many things. It groomed him to be a better man that they gave him credit for. They must have thought he was going to grow up to be nothing. You know, a lot of times women have kids with men and, oh, you're going to grow up just to be just like your father. You know, get out of here. And this is what happens. Because this woman stood by and did nothing. And then again, her 35-year-old son was murdered and she's standing by. And guess what, guys? She's doing nothing. I decided to put this story out there because I have a lot of respect for veterans. They put their lives on the line every single day that they go out and they fight in that war. Thank you for your service. And to not respect him and give him a proper funeral service, it goes to show you guys what really is going on here. There's so many more details surrounding this story. Guys, I'll be on next Wednesday. Not next Wednesday. Next month on a Wednesday. The first Wednesday. To catch you guys up with more about this story and shocking details about where that gun really came from and who's the owner of the gun and why hasn't an arrest been made. Guys, it's been a pleasure. I've had so much fun with you guys today. There's been so many messages coming across. People have questions, and we're going to get to those questions. Today, it is approximately 11.4 million people listening from the East Coast to the West Coast on LA Talk Radio. And I want to thank you guys for joining me this evening. And I look forward to somebody coming on and sharing their thoughts. And maybe we can get some military personnel to come on, so you can hear it from the horse's mouth of what was shared with them. And you can get to know more about Elon now that he's not with us anymore. He's not here to speak for himself, so I'll be his voice of reason. This is Tommy Torres signing off, guys. I love you guys so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on. Thank you for the love and support. I look forward to seeing you next month, first Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tommy Torres signing off. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.